Civilian agencies have been struggling with the same challenges in developing strategies for insider threats for years now. They say those challenges are unique to them, not to the Defense Department and intelligence communities that have the insider threat mindset built into their culture. But the intelligence community and DOD say, not so. They've struggled with the same issues. Well, who's right here? We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The National Insider Threat Task Force has had the same message for the past year or two. A combination of organizational culture, legal questions, and resource identification have been some of the biggest barriers for agencies in meeting several deadlines and setting up insider threat programs. Agencies were supposed to achieve initial operating capability by December 2015, and then full operating capability by December 2016. Many, if not most, missed those deadlines. Wayne Belk is the co-director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center's National Insider Threat Task Force. He says he's heard those complaints from smaller civilian agencies who say they can't possibly set up insider threat programs like the Defense Department and other agencies in the intelligence community. But Belk says those large agencies went through similar problems too.
One of the things I can tell you that's come to light to the task force over the last several years is that, well, a couple of things. One, there are no two insider threat programs that are exactly alike. They're like snowflakes, right? They're all wet, they're all cold, but they're all different. They're shaped differently, they fall differently, they land differently, they act differently. Okay. Another thing that's come to light is that a lot of the problems that the smaller agencies have are very common to smaller agencies, but you'd be surprised how much of that's common to the larger agencies. So it's not as different a problem set between the bigger agencies and the smaller agencies.
One of the biggest challenges is in the culture and mindset. The Defense Department and intelligence community is farther along in this area than most other agencies, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have to cross some of these barriers. Here's Belk.
A lot of times you don't know what's walking out your door until you have a program like this. One of the biggest problems that some of the small organizations have is, oh, that's an IC problem, that's a DOD problem. We don't have that issue. Well, we don't have that kind of problem, right? Well, the next thing they know, they do have that kind of problem. It's like that traffic light put up at the intersection. It takes five people getting killed before they'll actually put the traffic light up. That's a lot of the biggest problem.
Getting leadership on board is another challenge, and agencies are consistently scared off by legal, privacy, and civil liberties questions. And the executive order signed during the Obama administration only covers classified information networks. But finding the resources to support an unfunded mandate is perhaps one of the bigger challenges.
There's not a real good answer for an unfunded mandate, but I will tell you this. There are creative ways to address these issues. If you look at the requirements for the Insider Threat Program, whether it be the IT requirements for user activity monitoring or the training requirements or whatever, there are potential opportunities across your organization for coupling things that are already in your budget. There are ways that you can find opportunities to leverage. I make no promises. I'm just telling you that's something to think about. Personnel, it's the same thing.
And the people problem is another one. Most agencies don't have dedicated professionals who specialize in insider threats. Belk says the Insider Threat Task Force is developing a program now that would professionalize the insider threat function. It's a long-term effort, and the Defense Department will play a big role too. Mike Siege is the director of the Defense Insider Threat Management and Analysis Center, or DITMAC, at the Defense Security Service. His office is developing a communication strategy with different toolkits now. They're designed to inform the defense workforce about what DOD is doing as it further develops its insider threat program, and what employees and cleared members of industry can expect. Different kinds of people and stakeholders will likely have different takes on the insider threat concept. Here's Siege.
So how do you then take and craft your language and craft your strategy so that you're talking not just to the specific person who's sitting right in front of you or to the left and right of you, but your workforce in the context of the generational differences, the cultural differences in terms of where they may or may not work. But I would also ask you to think about in terms of your stakeholders. You have internal and external, you have direct and indirect, you have formal and informal. All of them have some degree of ownership, and you have to get their buy-in, or your goal is to get their buy-in.
All of these pieces are important because Belk and Siege say there's no silver bullet out of this problem. Agencies can't use technology to escape their other challenges. And ultimately, insider threat is really an issue of human behavior. Agencies' human resources shops can help, but they're often the most difficult stakeholder to get on board. Sandy McIsaac is a senior manager at Deloitte.
Now, there's usually a natural friction point between HR and insider threat programs. Why? Well, they have really good data, and there's obviously concerns whether privacy or legal about that data sharing with an insider threat program. Very valid concerns that need to be worked out. One of the ways to approach this with HR is look at it more as a two-way street. Typically, there can be a tendency from insider threat to go in and just say, you have great data, we'd like to bring in that data, and leave it at that. So you're basically taking something and they're not really getting anything in return. Offer them something in return. And what you offer them is deep insight from a cultural perspective, possibly, that can improve performance management.
McIsaac says the key is to show HR and agency leadership what the long-term investments are.
It's somewhat of an event rarity, right? How often or how frequent will an agency or a company have one of those scenarios? It's plausible it could occur, but how frequent? So the business decision behind what type of program to build can really be driven by that calculus of, well, what is really truly the return on investment beyond catching that Snowden, that Manning person?
And the agencies that pay attention and come up with solutions now, well, they might be able to prevent an incident in the future. Belk says that's why deterrence is the most important aspect of the insider threat program.
If you can set up a program in such a way that it benefits the employee to prevent them from going down the wrong path, then that's the ideal situation. Granted, you're not always going to be able to stop it. It depends on what that motivation is. You can have the best employee assistance program in the world, and you're not necessarily going to help the person who is ideologically driven. That's just a reality. So that was a long answer, but the short answer is because we're not going to stop it 100%.
Agencies have also pointed to data as another culprit. They say they don't have the information they need to develop insider threat capabilities, but not according to Siege.
It's not a capability discussion. We have the capability right now. I know that in discussions that we've had across industry, well, I shouldn't say across the ecosystem I'm responsible for, I haven't found anybody yet who wants to go that long, because then you really do get into that Big Brother Orwellian perception about people looking at me from the time that I wake up in the morning, where somebody's going to interrogate my clock about what time I wake up, to the time that I go to sleep at night. And there's just concerns about that in terms of the data. So I don't think we're making a mistake. I don't think we're creating silos of excellence.
Ultimately, agencies will do what they can to set up insider threat programs. But really solving the problem will need deeper fixes. Here's Siege again.
I honestly think that Congress is going to have to sit down and give this a good, thorough think. They're going to have to balance in that tension between the civil liberties and the privacy and the effectiveness of a good insider threat program. And you have to honestly, as we ask ourselves as a culture, how far do we want to go down that road? What are we willing to sacrifice for security? And I don't think it's been given a good, deep review.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.